Welcome back, you guys. I'm the host of Real Talk with KW Podcast, and this is where Real Talk comes to life. I'm so excited to be back with you guys this afternoon or this evening or whenever you decide that you want to listen to this podcast episode. But this afternoon or this evening, we will be coming from the topic of engaged with a blessing. When we first did part one of this episode, I was asking my fiance the questions. Well, the difference in part two is that my fiance will be asking me questions. So we're going to get right into it, and then this podcast episode will be yours. You want to start with question one? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Before you ask the questions, you can let my audience know what's your name. First and last, please.
Isaiah Raps.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. The first question is, after the proposal, did you see a change in the relationship?
Okay. After the proposal, did I see a change in the relationship? So, in our relationship, I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can say this. So, when it comes to our relationship, I don't think that it was so much of a change in the relationship necessarily, but I do believe it was like changes as far as like how people reacted when it came to people finding out that we were no longer just girlfriend and boyfriend, but we were fiancés. You know, like, once we became engaged, I realized that it was more jealous people than people actually liking the fact that we were engaged. And I don't think that that's just us as a young engaged couple. I believe that it happens to a lot of people that when they go from being girlfriend and boyfriend to being an engaged couple. But there were some things I've noticed, but just not as much in the relationship. But one of the things that I will say is that I feel like as far as the relationship changing, one of the things that did change is when we were just dating as girlfriend and boyfriend, we wasn't doing premarital counseling. Now that we are fiancés, we have started our premarital counseling, and we have been going for August, September, October. We're almost on our eighth month of premarital counseling. So we've been doing premarital counseling for quite a bit. We actually started the week after we got engaged, because we got engaged August the 6th, I believe. Oh, it was August the 6th. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. We don't remember the day we got engaged. But y'all, like, I think it was, from my understanding, it was August the 6th is when we got engaged. Yeah, don't worry about it, y'all, because if we don't remember the day we got engaged, we remember our anniversary date, and that is July 24th. You remember that? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Because if we don't remember the engagement date, we at least can keep the date for the date as our anniversary when we get married. We can use July 24th because
it was always the 6th.
It was the 6th? Yeah, I was on. Okay. Next question.
What was your favorite date that we had so far? Ooh,
that's kind of tricky because I liked all the dates. Like, I liked every date that we went on, but, well, not even just going on dates, y'all. Because I'm a very simple girl, so even if it was, like, Netflix and chilling, I liked it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't have to be nothing fancy. Like, everything don't have to always be outside or extravagant and all of that stuff. And I'm saying this doesn't mean that I don't like them. I'm just saying it don't always have to be that. Oh, my gosh, y'all. Excuse me. I'm getting my dog because he keeps touching me, so I don't think I got to see my dog, though. This is Skeeter. Say hi, Skeeter. Hi. All right, but anyway, that was off topic. But, yeah, like, back to what we were talking about, like, what was my favorite dates? We went on a couple dates, so I think I'm going to say my favorite date thus far was when we went to D.C., our anniversary, we went to Washington, D.C., we did the Illusion Museum, and then we did the water bikes.
Mm. I'm gonna answer that one. I think one of my favorite ones was Tyler Saturday.
The I'm second let date?
You think about what it was. So
that's terrible. I was gonna ask you what it was. I forgot.
Next question, what was your thoughts after the first date?
Oh, so your second date was, oh, I'm sorry. So this is, before we get to the next question, you saying that your second date was when we went to the aquarium? Oh, okay, yeah, that was pretty cool too. Yeah, I really did like the aquarium. So what was the next question?
What was your thoughts after the first date?
Okay, so yeah. Whew, we talk about this a lot. So my thoughts after the first date, honestly, was I did not think that Isaiah was going to ask me on a second date. I didn't even think he was interested. To be honest, on the first date, I thought he was bored. So I was really shocked that he even wanted to go on another date. I didn't know how we was going to... I didn't know how anything was going to go after that date because we both was nervous. One of the things I liked was that... Didn't you drive the first date? Yeah, yeah. So I'm not gonna get too much into that, but like, he drove me to the restaurant the first date, and I thought that was so cute. Like, y'all, it was so cute. But anyway, and I think I'm not even gonna get into that. But yeah, anyways, I said what I said. It was cute. So, but. Yeah, that was it. That's what I think about. That's what I was thinking afterwards.
Yeah. What's on your checklist that you see in me?
Do you want me to say, like, what it was or what I wanted it to be, what it is?
It doesn't matter which one. You can choose.
I don't know if I told you guys this in the first one. I don't think I did, but it's just something about, like, Isaiah. Like, before we even started dating, like, before I even met him, like, we started talking through Instagram. I don't know if we mentioned that in part one, but he hit me up on Instagram because he was listening to one of my podcast episodes, and he had a question. Cause that's really how it started. That's how we started, like, getting to know each other, like, on a platonic level. He listened to one of my podcast episodes, and he had a question, and he asked me about it, and I gave him an answer. And as we started talking and talking and talking, I introduced him to the Church of Christ, which is undenominational, and I'm a member of the Church of Christ, and so that's how I introduced him to the gospel. And so, after that was just history as far as us just being, like, really good friends. And then eventually we started dating. And, but we were friends for, like, a really long time first. I forgot, like, what's making me do. Okay, I'm trying to figure out, like, how did I get to that point? Like, I forgot what I was talking about for a second. Can you help me?
No, I forgot the question.
Yeah, go back to it, please.
The checklist.
Okay, so yeah, I believe God has really blessed me, and I'm gonna be, like, really transparent, okay? And I don't want anybody to feel bad. I'm not trying to cause people to be in tears, but when I say this, I'm, like, dead serious about this story. When I prayed to God, like, I was legit when I prayed to God. I was very literal about what I wanted because I was in a tough space at the time after I got out of a rough relationship, a very toxic relationship before I even got in a relationship with Isaiah. And I was pretty much done with, like, dating any more guys that wasn't a part of the Church of Christ. And my prayer was just for God to bring me somebody that was godly, that was gentle, that was kind, and just somebody that wouldn't put me through just a lot of unnecessary toxicity. Like, because I'm not a toxic person overall. Like, that's just not me. I have a very gentle, kind, and loving spirit. And so My thing was, I need him to send me somebody like that. And I prayed for that. And when I got that blessing, which I believe is this little fine thing sitting on the left of me, I feel like it happened way too fast. I was like, dang. I mean, I know I asked God for the blessing, but I didn't expect it to come so fast. But you know, God is going to, he always answers prayers, you know, but he may not answer them when you want, but he always answers them on time. And I read that in the Bible. And so that's how I believe God has blessed me. I feel like he's also blessed me in a way where I can have somebody that, you know, like I said, he's like a boy version of me. Like I have a nice, kind, gentle spirit. He has a nice, kind, gentle spirit. We both, I don't know if you want me to share this part, because I feel like you know where I'm going. Yeah. No, okay. But like, we both.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, you can skip that.
Huh?
No, I know what you're talking about. You can skip that.
Okay, so yeah. I feel like God sent me exactly what I needed. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very thankful and very appreciative. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do without Isaiah. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like, we are literally best friends. We are. So, and I feel like that's a very important thing to have. Like, you want to make sure, and that's one of the things I do encourage, like, any like newly engaged couples or people who are interested in dating and you know, eventually going towards engagement and even marriage, that you are marrying your best friend. Like, that is your best friend, because when the going gets tough, you want to make sure and know, or you don't even want to have to doubt that person is going to be there for every single thing, every single milestone, every memory that's going on in your life that you encounter in life, at least while the person is living, because it's not even realistic for them to make anything if they're not alive. So that's a different story. I'm talking about while they're living. You got any comments, Isaiah?
No. Next question. How often do I stress you out?
How often does he stress me out? I feel like every partner can stress their partner out, you know, to a certain extent. But Isaiah doesn't stress me out like purposely. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't get on my nerves purposely. But does he stress me out? I wouldn't say stress me out. I would say more of, he get on my nerves sometimes, but not in like a bad way. Well, most times it's not in a bad way. A lot of times it'd be in a funny way. Like, and then when I do get irritated and it's like in a bad way, I don't stay mad for too long, because it's kind of hard to like stay mad at him. Like, I really love this guy, so I can't. Got any more questions?
No questions.
All right, y'all. So I hope you guys was satisfied with the information that we have giving you in this video. I would love to hear your comments. I would love to hear your feedback. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. Again, this is Real Talk with KIW Podcast. And fiance, do you have any words of encouragement that you want to give to the audience?
Nothing.
Oh, you whisper like that. Dead bye, Skeeter. Dead bye bye. Okay. Signing off.